With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Political observer Ben Domenech says the effort to have Matt Gaetz confirmed as Attorney General would have been a big distraction for Donald Trump moving into his second term in the White House.
It isn't even worth it. You're going to be spending political capital on this guy, you know, for several months, you know, in a way that hampers your whole opening and your first 100 days and everything like that. Why not hit the ground running?
And he adds there's something else to consider.
So you have a controversial pick in every situation, but the question is how much energy are you going to expend for that pick? Are they worth it?
Gaetz has been hounded by allegations of misconduct and had been the subject of a House ethics probe. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has settled on his choice for Treasury Secretary, tapping billionaire investor Scott Bessent for the job. Also, at SRNnews.com, huge political rift has become public in the Philippines, and it is bizarre, to say the least. Vice President Sara Duarte has told an online news conference she has contracted an assassin to kill President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. along with his wife, and the House of Representatives Speaker said she herself should she be killed.
Two politicians from powerful political families ran on a joint ticket in elections 2 years ago, but have since fallen out. The president's office said any threat on Mr. Marcos's life had to be taken seriously.
That is BBC correspondent Mickey Bristow. Not immediately clear what actions would be taken against the vice president under the Philippine Penal Code. Such public remarks may constitute a crime of threatening to inflict a wrong on a person or his family and is punishable by a jail term. This is SRN News. A new study is out concerning faith and loneliness.
It comes from the American Bible Society, and it reveals that Christians who are more spiritually engaged are less likely to feel lonely than believers who are not. The poll finds that those who read the Bible regularly, are involved in a church, and practice forgiveness don't feel as isolated. Loneliness is a growing problem in the U.S., with about 75% of the general population reporting being lonely at least some of the time, younger people especially. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
5-year campaign to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral has never been short of cash. Nearly 1 billion euros in donations were pledged within the few days of the 2019 fire that ravaged the most famous church in France, and now there's even money left over. Officials say 140 million euros still remain in the outpouring of funds. This is SRN News. Campbell's is ditching the soup, at least in name.
That change has now received shareholders' green light. Campbell's Soup Company announced its intention to change its name just over 2 months ago, saying it wanted to instead be known as the slightly shorter Campbell's Company to reflect the 155-year-old company's full portfolio. The new name will officially be effective following an amendment filing to the company's certificate of incorporation. According to New Jersey-based Campbell's, its iconic soup brand and red and white packaging will not be affected. John Scott reporting.
Daniel Penny has chosen not to testify at his trial on the death of an agitated man that he choked on a subway. Defense lawyers are resting their case Friday in the manslaughter case concerning the death of Jordan Neely. Closing arguments expected after Thanksgiving. Penny has pled not guilty. Prosecutors say Penny recklessly killed Neely. More on these, or more details at SRNnews.com.